WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Habitat for Humanity of Wausau has been building affordable housing in the greater Wausau area for 35 years. Last week, they completed their 76th home with a ribbon cutting and a home dedication on Thursday. Habitat Wausau Executive Director Tiffany Arnold says it's more than just a house for their partner families.
It's about a partnership, community, and a shared belief that everyone deserves a safe, affordable place to call home.
The City of Wausau funded a part of the construction of the home. The city's collaboration with Habitat Wausau was announced in May, the organization's first joint home construction project with the city. According to a report from the Wausau Pilot and Review, the home was constructed off-site and moved to the Jefferson Street lot in the summer, and the finishing touches were put in during the fall. Arnold was joined by city officials on Thursday, including Mayor Doug Denny.
So this neighborhood has a lot of interesting history. This is number 76. It's just a great day to be here.
Habitat Wausau completed three homes in 2025, collaborating with partner families who put in a small down payment and complete sweat equity hours. That means they help build the homes alongside Habitat volunteers and, in this case, city construction.
And from the very beginning, this family has showed dedication, perseverance, and commitment to putting in sweat equity hours, learning about home ownership, and investing in their future.
Habitat Wausau's last two home projects included help from students at D.C. Everest High School and Mosinee High School as part of their trade classes. After preparing for nearly a year, band students from Lincoln and Port Edwards High Schools enjoyed a trip to Hawaii in early December. Melissa Kay has more.
They were there to perform at Pearl Harbor in honor of Pearl Harbor Day. Port Edwards band director Emily Anderson said they took up almost two flights between the 100 students and around 60 chaperones and parents.
It was fun to see all the kids that have never been on a plane before, just experience that.
The group toured the island on their first day, stopping at lookout sites, beaches, and a visit to the Dole Plantation to see how pineapples and macadamia nuts are grown. The second day, they visited the Polynesian Cultural Center. Anderson said many students enjoyed this tourist day the most.
There was one grand performance that night that had all of the different cultural dances. They had their outfits. They had fire dancing. There was a whole big experience that night.
On December 7th, the students marched and performed in the holiday parade. It being the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II, Anderson explained the parade was an even grander affair.
Everyone was clapping along. Everyone loves On Wisconsin. And it was just so cool to see how excited everyone was.
On December 8th, students were taken by boat to the USS Arizona Memorial in Pearl Harbor for a tour.
It was just another level that I think they have never experienced before, and it was great for them to see.
Afterwards, they performed on the USS Missouri and toured the battleship. The group arrived home to a snowstorm on December 10th.
The U.S. House has passed a bill to remove federal protections for the gray wolf. Congressman Tom Tiffany, who's running for state governor, co-sponsored the bill along with Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert. It's officially titled the Pet and Livestock Protection Act. Tiffany says gray wolves threaten other animals and they should be taken off the federal endangered list. Gray wolves were also delisted in 2020 under the first Trump administration, which sparked a lawsuit from conservation groups. In 2022, a federal judge in California restored protections. Before then, Wisconsin held a wolf hunt and exceeded the state's quota. The DNR has since updated its hunting rules if protections are lifted again. The bill now heads to the U.S. Senate. Marathon County is accepting proposals to redevelop the county-owned River Drive campus. The county board last week voted to issue a request for proposals for the redevelopment and plan to have them submitted, reviewed, and considered by mid-2026. The campus previously housed some county departments, including conservation, planning, and zoning, parks, recreation, and forestry, and others. Those departments were moved to Lakeview Drive. The proposals will be presented to a joint committee meeting for review and possible action. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging residents to take advantage of a free fishing opportunity next month. The annual Winter Free Fishing Weekend will take place across the state on January 17th and 18th. The goal of the event is to get more families and newcomers interested in the sport out on the ice. During the Free Fishing Weekend, residents will not need to buy a fishing license or stamps to participate. More information on the event and winter fishing safety tips are available on the DNR's website. I'm Isabella Nieto, and you're listening to WXCO News.
Romeo Dobbs on the onside kick. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Chicago Bears able to recover an onside kick Saturday night that helped them beat the Packers 22-16 in overtime. Green Bay's Romeo Dobbs admits it was his mistake.
I just misjudged it. Credit to them. It was a great kick by him. You know, just on my end, I got to be better on securing the ball. It is what it is, man.
Dobbs suffered a wrist injury on the play. Jordan Love with a concussion. Malik Willis, a shoulder injury. Matt LaFleur asked, who's the team's emergency backup at quarterback?
Josh Jacobs is one, and then Jaden Reed is the other.
NBA, the Bucks losing by 103-100 to the Timberwolves in Minnesota. Doc Rivers.
I tell you, we're a great shooting team and we couldn't make a shot tonight. 14 for 45 from the three, 40 of them were wide open. We'll take those all night. I loved how we played. I just didn't like that we missed shots.
Badgers basketball tonight. They host Central Michigan. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a little snow this morning, could be an inch, maybe a little more in a few spots, and then gradual clearing here later this afternoon. Our high today, right around 30, the wind southeast at only about 5 to 10. Tonight, 22, tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.